Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the 25th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we have Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth is a member of the Dominican Sisters of Hope and lives in Croton on Hudson, New York. Her preaching today is entitled, The Last Will Be First.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, the landowner saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You too, go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." So they went off. And he went out again, around noon and around 3 o'clock, and did likewise. Going out about 5 o'clock, the landowner found others standing around and said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You too, go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought that they would receive more. But each of them also got the usual wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who bore the day's burden and the heat." He said to one of them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous?" Thus, the last will be first, and the first will be last. Today, September 24th, 2023, the last Sunday of September, the Church observes the World Day of Migrants and Refugees. It concludes National Migration Week from September 18th to 24th. And I think that our liturgy of the Word for today speaks with remarkable aptness and eloquence to this observance. The selection from Matthew's Gospel presents a familiar parable, a tale of vineyard laborers and the vineyard owner. In truth, it is a story about the reign of God, what that is like. Another picture, if you will, like the prodigal son. Another image of life in the realm where God reigns. That reign came to this planet Earth when Jesus came. So the kingdom is already here, while at the same time it envisions the not yet of the heavenly kingdom. Parables can yoke the two. Parables are meant to shake us up a bit by an imaginative use of concrete, precise observation of the familiar. In a book entitled Jesus of Nazareth, the author, Gerhard Loefing, emphasizes that today's parable is not about some abstract characteristic of God. Rather, the boundless generosity of God suggested in it is already a reality. First, by Jesus' own appearance among us, and then in the new community beginning to grow around him and through him. In the author's words, and I quote, "The parable speaks of how the new reality is breaking into the weariness and hopelessness of the people of God. It is an outrageous process. It makes the lowest into the highest. It causes scandal. But it also allows hope to bloom. A new possibility for living becomes possible. In our world today, among the last are migrants and refugees. Today, the number of refugees and internally displaced people globally is the highest on record, more than 110 million people. 110 million people. One desperate and exhausted 31-year-old migrant with a wife and two children in a shelter on the Mexican side of our border waiting for his chance to enter the U.S. described his feelings this way. I feel like my breath doesn't reach inside, as if my tongue is swallowing me. I have stress. Our church reminds us today to remember such suffering of our brother and sister migrants around the globe. Our scripture readings remind us of how to live, how to be, and to act in the realm where God reigns. They tell us of the extreme extravagance of that God, who gives in ways beyond our comprehension. The first reading from Isaiah proclaims, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord." Our limited perception of God and of God's reign needs to go. It needs to be changed to an accurate vision of the limitless abundance of both. Overflowing grace awaits us when we choose to open ourselves to receive God's gifts. And in the concluding words of the second reading from Philippians, to conduct ourselves in a way worthy of the gospel of Christ, where the last are first.